Welcome back. Joined now by Bob Garrison, who's the Vice President for Land Acquisition and Asset Management at Lennar. Lennar is a major national builder. They are proposing a project, the Seaport Marina Project, here in Long Beach. And Bob, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Art.
Seaport Marina, as some of you may know, is a $400 million mixed-use project on the site of the current old hotel on the corner of Pacific Coast Highway and 2nd Street. Let us hold up a picture of the current site, which is a very decayed hotel. It's the Seaport Marina Hotel.
Yes.
And it has a lot of stuff in the parking lot. It's somewhat unsightly, and it's a highly underutilized site. And you propose to build a $400 million mixed-use project of retail and some 400 or so condos with water views on that site. And the project has been approved by the Planning Commission and will be presented before the City Council in months to come. Mm-hmm. Why is this project good for the city?
Well, thank you for the question, Art. I've been involved with this project for over 4 years now. And in all the work that we've done, we've certainly heard one key word, and that's the gateway to East Long Beach that this property represents. As part of that, what we took on as a responsibility to produce that is talk with the community and get an understanding of what they wanted. Upscale retail came to the forefront as a very important factor. Homes for the area. Pedestrian walking areas for people to enjoy the waterfront location. And public gathering spaces, and we think we've provided that with our development.
Let's show one other rendering, which is from Marina Drive. It's a prime site overlooking the Long Beach Marina, and as you mentioned, there will be public spaces mm-hmm. for people who don't live there to
That's right.
use and enjoy.
That's right.
You'll have upscale retail, and you mentioned Ruth Chris Steakhouse as a possibility, although there's obviously no guarantee on tenants. But it will be, as you say, a gateway project. It's what you see as you enter Long Beach from the south, from the Sealed Beach area. And it will have luxury homes, condos, selling at $750,000 on up, probably, with waterfront views. Now, there are objections to this project, and let's put them right out on the table. One objection is the traffic. The intersection of 2nd Street and PCH is a grade 6 or D intersection now, and the opponents argue that this will just make it worse.
It's a great question. It's a great comment. We have, that's one of the very first things that we heard also was traffic. Oh my gosh, you know, how are you going to solve traffic? It's actually a LOS E and F right now, so worst it can get. As part of the approval process, we are required to mitigate the traffic that we actually put into the system. And as good corporate good community citizens, I should say, that's what we take on as a responsibility also. We have two plans. One is what we call Plan A and what the city has conditioned us to do, and that's to extend Shopkeeper Road.
This is the road that goes around the Marketplace Shopping Center, and its extension would allow traffic to not go through the 2nd Street PCA, but Z around it.
That's exactly right, and it connects over to Studebaker.
And there's a possible problem with that because of wetlands intrusion, so you have to have an alternative. If for any reason the Coastal Commission doesn't let you do that, you do have an alternative plan.
That's right. We actually have two alternatives.
Two alternative plans. Well, you're willing to put $11 million, more or less, on the table.
That's correct.
For traffic mitigation.
That's correct.
Period. So,
that's correct.
To me, that represents a substantial investment. The other objection, the main objection I've heard, is it's too much density for the east side of town.
Mm-hmm.
And what would be your response to that?
Well, it's an interesting question. I think density is sometimes related to traffic. We just talked about traffic. We're mitigating that. In terms of density, we have gone through a lot of work with the city and their architectural group, and I think we've come up with some really excellent solutions. Articulation, in other words, when you look at an elevation or you look at an edge to that community along the intersections of 2nd and PCH and Marina, and 2nd Street. These are 2- and 3-story elevations at this point, 2- and 3-story heights. This is down in the center of the project, and this is the Marina Plaza. This is 2- and 3-story. Back in the middle of the project, very much away from the view along the edges, it's 4 stories and 5. But we think we've solved the density
issue. So you have the wedding cake effect of stepping up as you go in towards the center.
That is correct.
And as I understand it, the highest elevation of this project is something around 70 feet, which is not much different from its neighbor, Marina Pacifica.
That's right. A little less than 70, about 68. But the vast, that's only, the 5-story element is only 10% of the project.
Okay.
The rest of it is less.
Well, this will be up eventually for City Council approval, and you know, from where I sit, it's a major improvement to a very underutilized site. But what, in the minute we have left, Bob, would you like to say to the community about this project?
Well, I appreciate all the work that the community has actually done with us and for us. As I said, we've had over 50 meetings with the community. We have a lot of supporters. We're meeting with people that are, have some issues with it so that we can understand those issues and hopefully address those too. So I look forward to seeing the community and continue to meet with them, and I look forward to seeing them at the public hearing process.
And one final point, parking is underground so
Thank
that
you.
Tenants, owners will be parking and will not be visible from the street.
Not be visible from the street.
Yeah. Okay, well, the City Council is the place where you can express your views, and if you want to write Lennar or email them, we'll put their web address up at the end of the segment. Thank you very much for joining us, Bob.
Thank you, sir.
We'll be back with more of our show after these messages.